Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following talk.
Hello and welcome to the Healthy Ways exhibition here in San Antonio. My name is Hiroki and I work at Cambria Technologies. Today I'd like to show you a new personal fitness tracking device my company just released. What makes our device unique is not its many features. It actually has all the same features as the other fitness trackers. What sets ours apart is its price. It's the least expensive device available. And by participating in today's session, you'll get one to keep at no cost to you. All you'll have to do is fill out a survey about your exercise habits.
Number 71. What product is being discussed? Number 72. How does the product differ from competitors' products? Number 73. How can listeners get the product for free? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following talk.
So, now that you've all had a chance to see the museum's collection of abstract paintings, I'd like you to come out into the garden with me, where our collection of 18th century sculptures is on display. This collection was generously donated to us by art collector Emily Wellman 2 months ago. I'll tell you about two sculptures in particular. Also, if you're interested in the collection more generally, I would highly recommend the short documentary about the collection, which is showing in the theatre near the exit on the other side of the garden.
Number 74. Where is the talk taking place? Number 75. According to the speaker, what has Emily Wellman recently done? Number 76. What does the speaker recommend that the listeners do? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following telephone message.
Hi, Mailing. This is Lee Sanders calling from Rose Avenue Properties. It was great meeting you on Monday, and I hope you're still considering renting the 2-bedroom apartment I showed you. You also asked about parking in the garage next door, and I wanted to get back to you to let you know that there are a few spaces available. Anyway, this is a very popular building, so let me know what you want to do. That way I can prepare all the necessary paperwork for the lease.
Number 77. What did the speaker do on Monday? Number 78. What does the speaker say about a parking garage? Number 79. Why does the speaker say,
"This is a very popular building"?
Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
Okay, everyone, I have one final reminder before we end this meeting. Since all of the cashiers are present, I want to remind you of an important step in customer transactions here at GL Supermarket. As you know, many of our customers are part of our membership program, which means that they receive 5% off their purchase when you swipe their membership card. Please remember that it is our responsibility to ask customers for their membership card when scanning their groceries. If a customer doesn't have a membership card, make sure to mention that applications are available at the customer service desk.
Number 80. Who most likely are the listeners? Number 81. What is the purpose of the talk? Number 82. What is available at the customer service desk? Go on to the next page. Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following broadcast.
Good morning, SKL radio listeners, and welcome to the Madison Business Show. Today, I'll be speaking to professional career counselor Tara Goldberg. Over this next hour, Ms. Goldberg will outline strategies for finding a profession that matches your skills, interests, and personality. During the last part of the program, she'd like to hear from listeners, so we encourage you to call in when we open up our lines and let us know what you think. Well, let me start off by saying welcome, Ms. Goldberg. From what I understand, you're publishing a book about this topic, which will be out in print next month.
Number 83. What is Ms. Goldberg's area of expertise? Number 84. What are listeners encouraged to do? Number 85. What does the speaker say will happen next month? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following telephone message.
Hey Deepak, it's Donna. I'm looking over your design for the magazine advertisement for Langford Restaurant, and I wanted to give you my thoughts. It isn't what I was expecting. Langford Restaurant has always preferred very traditional advertisements, and this one that you made is quite modern. I'm sorry I didn't mention the client's preference before. I know this is your first time working with them. You know, why don't you ask Adam to help you out? He's worked with Langford Restaurant in the past. Thanks, Deepak. I'll talk to you later.
Number 86. What industry does the speaker work in? Number 87. Why does the speaker say,
"It isn't what I was expecting"?
Number 88. What does the speaker suggest the listener do? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following talk.
I'd like to take a minute to discuss the company guidelines for travel. I understand that many of you are planning to attend next month's conference in Scotland and need to book airline tickets soon. Before you make a reservation, please send the flight information to Vadim, our business manager. He will review it and notify you if the price of the flight is approved. After that, you may book your tickets. Remember that you will have to pay for your own meals while you're there, but you'll receive a reimbursement within 2 to 3 weeks of your return.
Number 89. What is the speaker mainly discussing? Number 90. Why are the listeners told to contact Vadim? Number 91. According to the speaker, what will the company do at a later time? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
Thanks for coming to this department head meeting. Today our focus is budgeting. Our new video game is coming along, but once again the release date's been pushed back. This means a lot of our resources will be tied up until this project is completed, but who knows when that will be. For now, we need to cut costs in other places, so I'd like each of you to identify areas in your department where you can make budget cuts. I'm ready to set aside time to work with you individually to review your departmental budgets. Let me know when you have time to do this.
Number 92. What does the speaker imply when she says,
"Who knows when that will be?"
Number 93. What is the topic of the meeting? Number 94. What does the speaker say she will set aside time to do? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following telephone message and coupon.
Hi, it's Maria, and I'm calling with some information about the party that we're organizing for Nadia's retirement. Now, you and I decided that the party would be on August 5th, and I'm really glad to hear that 40 people from the office are coming. But unfortunately, it looks like we can't use the coupon from Dinner Delights after all. We might want to make a reservation someplace else. Also, Mark agreed to play Nadia's favorite song on his guitar during the party. Do you think you could make photocopies of the lyrics so that everyone can sing along?
Number 95. Why is an event being held? Number 96. Look at the graphic. Why is the speaker unable to use the coupon for the event? Number 97. What does the speaker ask the listener to do? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following instructions and flowchart.
First, some great news to start the meeting. Thanks to this team's excellent product designs, our line of Ruby Star appliances outsold all competing appliances on the market last quarter. Well done. Now, I want to discuss our revised product development process. As you can see from this flowchart, we've added a step between create a design and build a model. This new step means you'll need approval from the executive board before creating your prototype. Lately, there's been some concern about the amount of time being spent on prototypes that never actually become products. This new process will help our team become more productive and use time more efficiently.
Number 98. What does the speaker say about the company's Ruby Star appliances? Number 99. Look at the graphic. According to the speaker, which step was recently added? Number 100. What concern does the speaker mention? This is the end of the listening test. Turn to Part 5 in your test book. End of recording.